If one of them was in the middle of Shimon Esrei when it came to Kaddish Kedushin, therefore he won't be able to answer. Or if he's sleeping, even so he can't be mitzvah. That's the opinion of the Mechaber. And Mr. Broom brings that this then applies even if there's more than one person who's, as long as there are a majority of people that can answer, that's good enough. But he brings that there are opinions that say that we pass and only one could be in this position of not being able to answer either because he's davening or sleeping. He says even with Malkum Atrak one should not be mitzak more than one sleeping person. So basically it's coming out that with Malkum Atrak there is room to be makel, and as long as a majority of the men finish Shimon Esrei to say as part of the people are sleeping, then the maximum one can do is one. Who brings the Taz holds that Yoshin doesn't help at all, and that Pri Chodesh also holds that way. The Meister one such a situation to try to wake up the sleeping person. Sif Zayin Kishechem Mispal of Vadoi Nochon Shechem Yomtinam Yoloi Makadosh Ad Shigmo Kadesh Yizke Gabu. If one of the people is still down in Shimon Esrei, even if there's a minute without him, Chachil, one should wait for him also. Well, if they have needs, they don't have time to wait for him, they can't be marked. We'll see later on how the day it says, we have some of the Yechidim are marked for Tzilos, and the Chazan does not have to wait for them. If a person who can speak but is deaf, or is mute but can hear, they can pick him with Tzafin, the arm with Tzaf, he can't hear at all and can't speak at all, then he's considered like a shoyt to the cotton. He cannot be part of the minyan. So the chiddush over here that even though this person cannot hear, but since he's not considered a shoyt because he can't speak, Taz the Maisa, which the Mishnah brings, disagrees with that, and he says if he can't hear, he cannot be mitzdav, because he doesn't know what he's answering on. But says the Mishnah, the many of the chorinim say that no, he can't be mitzdav to us. And as long as he knows where the chazan is up to, even if he's not hearing him, and he sees everyone's answer, he can answer together with him also. For a person who cannot hear being a chazan, there's also a big discussion about that. The halacha brings the various achrayim and discusses it. Rabbi Vega says that the chatchila he should not be the shliach tzibur if he cannot hear. The sif test lo oilem of cotton at shiviv shteis das ach shiyud gimel shemim echad. Nas the ibo bas yud gimel chayus. A person does not consider gadol unless he had two hairs in the private areas and two after she was 13. Or once he is bar mitzvah, we have a chazaka that had those two hairs and you don't have to check it. But if it's in the raisa, then we do not rely on that chazaka. As far as knowing if he's 13 years old, so Mr. Brew brings that the father is believed to say his age. It's now the person is not believed. Question, what about if the child himself says he's bar mitzvah, can't rely on him? Rafa Chaim says that if he looks like he's an intelligent Yerush Shemayim, to rely on his son. I know it's on his child. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach added to this that since he can't be checked, therefore we can assume that he's not lying. If it was a leap year, then he's not bar mitzvah till the date of his birth comes, which will make 13th year, 13 months.